Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their message using their voice. You can find out more about me at captivatetheroom.com, and make sure you check the links in the show notes. I've got some really great free 5-day challenges coming up for voice technique in podcasting, and voice technique in your live stream so that you can convert and make more money, convert more sales, connect with your audience, compel me to take action. That's what the voice does, not the words, the voice. And so the voice, I often refer to it as the missing link, because people have all the other pieces in place. They've got great branding, they've got great marketing, they've got great Facebook ads, they've got great products, and it's just not happening. You're not getting the interview for the new job. You're not getting the interview for the promotion. You're not getting where you want to be as a solopreneur or in business, or you're not landing the new clients. You're not getting the new deals. Well, the voice is the tool that can make that happen for you. You know, speaking of interviewing, that kind of made me think about that for a minute. And by the way, today I'm talking about what we actually hear in the vocal choices that you use. You're going to love this episode. So hang tight. I just dove right in there and didn't even tell you what we were going to learn today, but you're going to love this show. I've worked with not a lot of people, but a number of people have sought me out. They're doing job interviews and they're just not landing a job interview. And they don't know, you know, they think, it must be my voice, you know, because I keep going on job interview after job interview. And, you know, I certainly never try to make this about me, because, you know, I do feel like I'm the vessel. I do feel like that's all I am, is the vessel. But these people, they would come and we would tweak just a couple of sounds in their voice. And every single time they would email me the next day or 2 days later saying, boom, I got the job. I remember working with a young man not too long ago, and he was going on a big, I don't know exactly what you call it, but you go and there's a whole bunch of interview people there to interview you. He had just finished his PhD, and you go to this, whatever it's called, and you get to interview with tons of schools to potentially teach for them in this one place, right? And we didn't get to work together very long. His schedule, you know, didn't allow, but we tweaked a couple of things. Taught him how to shift some things in his voice so that he could really connect. People would really connect with him. And I was so excited to hear from him when he emailed me to let me know that he had been offered a position at Johns Hopkins University. And, you know, it's other people too. And it almost made me think, really, maybe I should do an interviewing course for people, you know, 1-day course or something. Because what happens is what you're doing with your voice is giving us a message. And I talk about this in many different ways. I talk about this as voice barriers. I talk about this as you're relying on the words and you're not bringing your voice to life. But today I'm going to get really specific. So everybody has patterns. Everybody has go-tos, just about, not everybody, but most people do. We've talked about this. A pattern can be you roll in a pause. You roll in a pause. You have too many pauses. Pattern could be you go too fast. A pattern, you know, could be, you know, there's vocal habits that you've laid in. You're very quiet. You are very loud. You go too fast. You go too slow. You've got these patterns and go-tos of things that you have laid in. You know, I talk about the lilt up, and I get that with a lot of women. And it's that many times it's, not all the time, but many times it's that barrier of asking for permission. Is this okay? And the audience hears it. They absolutely hear it. And the research and statistics and studies are backing up what I'm talking about here. And that's why I want you to really start to wrap your mind around how important this is, you know, and it's that last stop on the job. Oh, I'm going to get to it. I'll, you know, that I should do that someday. I should really do that someday. Friend, if you're not getting the results that you want, I'd love to hear your voice, because I might be able to tell you the reason you're not booking the clients is because they're hearing the doubt in your voice. They pick it up. They smell it out like dogs smell fear, right? So if you're, you know, it ultimately boils down to the difference in, here is my Visa number, write it down, sell me everything you've got, and I'll think about it. And we don't think about voice as the priority item. And I get that, you know, but if you've spent $3,000 on a business coach and $2,000 on Facebook ads and $5,000 on this, and you're still not making slam dunks, if you're still walking away from lackluster presentations and performances, there is something that you are doing. There is a sound that is putting the brakes on. And I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you several examples today. You could roll this into my scenarios of voice barriers, but I'm going to get real specific. So a lot of people come to me and they're quiet. They're more, they work in a vocal box like this. There's not really any variety. There's not a lot of bold choices. It's quieter. And I'm not even going to blanket statement, well, the introverts, no, it doesn't have to be, extroverts can come to me and do this. If there's a psychology of the voice story that says you got lamb blasted, you got told to shut up, you got told you weren't worth anything, you're going to roll this kind of voice in. And you're thinking, oh, you know, I really need to work on my voice because I sound so quiet. I'm not that captivating. I'm not that interesting. Well, that is probably true, but here's the thing that's going to blow your mind. When your potential customer hears that, you know what they're going to hear? Potentially, and again, you know, I have to hear your voice, but not enough passion. Lacks passion. Let me tell you something. I've worked with some people that are the most passionate people I've ever met, and they're passionate about stuff like, you know, neuroscience and chemical engineering and really complex stuff that I can't even wrap my mind around, and it just fires these people up. It could be life coaching. It could be energy healing. It could be branding, you know, but it doesn't matter what it is. They're fired up about it. And I know that because I can hear the underneath, the undervoice. And they're delivering it like this. And so their audience is saying, I don't know, maybe not passionate enough to handle my project. I gotta find somebody with a little fire. So they seek and find the person who has that kind of vocal energy and has that kind of vocal tone. That person is probably passionate too, but maybe not more passionate than you. But it was your voice that lost that deal for you. And maybe repeatedly. A lot of people go too fast. And one of the reasons that I think people go too fast, because I deal with this a lot, I've dealt with it a lot in the last week, you go too fast, you make that choice, you know that you're losing your audience. And so you think if you just hurry up and speed up, you will keep their attention, you'll keep them with you. Now, that's absolutely the worst thing that you can do, because speed fast is the weakest, second weakest tool in the variety toolbox. So if we don't know what you know, and you're going fast to try to keep me interested, but you've already lost me and you're still not captivating me, all you did was get us to lunch sooner. And for that, we're grateful. But that's not getting you the result that you want. But something else that fast can do, so that's one issue. But something else that fast can do is say to your audience, oh, they're not going to listen to me. They're never going to listen to my ideas. They've got an agenda. They know what they want to do, and they won't listen to me. I'll never get a word in edgewise. Now, that could be the furthest thing from the truth. The furthest thing from the truth. But when you ram out those words on me, hammer those words at me with speed, I'm going to perceive that I won't even be able to interrupt you to tell you what I want. Right? Loud. You know how I feel about loud. You've heard me talk about loud. You know I can't stand loud. That's my aversion. Everybody has an aversion, right? You're averse to loud. You're averse to quiet. You're averse to pause. Whatever your psychology of the voice story is, you're going to have a sound that you can't tolerate as well. I'm not going to say can't stand, but I'll say can't tolerate as well. Mine is loud. The number of times I've hired people that were loud, I can count on one hand. Were they unskilled? Probably not. They were probably great, but I don't know. I couldn't get past them being loud at me, because being loud at me is aggression. And not just me. Aggressive, has to have it your way, pushy, domineering. Now, what's interesting about loud, and you may not be domineering or pushy or aggressive at all. What's really interesting about loud is most people come to me and they're quieter. Sometimes I get people that are louder, but what's interesting is it's the same core. Some people just choose to be quieter because they're cautious of getting dinged again. Some people choose loud because they're cautious of getting dinged again. So that's just a little psychology of the voice backstory for you. We perceive that loud is confident. And it's not. And I hear that from so many people. Why do people always get loud, Tracy? Why do they don't sound confident? They sound loud. Why do people do that? Well, it's part of their psychology of the voice story. And we perceive that loud is confident. We perceive that adding stress words and adding volume to them is confident and power. The most powerful tool in the toolbox of the variety elements is silence. It's pause. And the second most powerful is shades of quiet. Yet we go to loud and we go to fast because they're safer. And when we're loud and fast, we don't even have to deal with that little side problem of being vulnerable. But if you want to connect with your audience, you've got to look at that little side problem and get away from these elements that are misleading your audience that you're something that you're not, right? People talk to me, they know I'm passionate. They know I dig this stuff. I hear that from so many people. It's kind of crazy. People are always like, Tracy, you are so passionate about what you do. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Well, I bet you are too. But do people hear it? Do people recognize it? Do they acknowledge it? Are you left going, man, I thought for sure I'd get that contract. I thought for sure I'd book that deal. Or maybe you know. Maybe you walk away from that discovery call or that interview and you know. And you know it was because you didn't bring your words to life. You didn't make the message clear because you were relying on your words, not your voice. The tool that can touch my emotions so that I take action, like hire you. Now we've got pausing. We've looked at quiet. We've looked at fast. We've looked at loud. Let's look at pausing. Pausing, lots of people have this as very much of a voice barrier, and I'm kind of keeping this separate from voice barrier because what I don't want you to do is go out into the world, you hear me talk about something, and you decide that is your barrier and you apply a technique that I give. Well, if that's not your barrier and you just decide you're going to take that technique on, you could be making that barrier worse. This episode, I really want you to think of this in more of a global sense, not so much of a voice barrier sense, even though they're basically, you know, they are barriers. You have a lot of pausing. And and I hear this from a lot of people, almost that they get cut off when they speak because of the pausing. Now, there's a million different reasons that you're pausing. You might have English as a second language, and when you learned English as a second language, you had to stop and think about the words. You simply just laid a pause into your muscle memory. You might be very analytical, and you have to stop and think through your words. You might be a perfectionist, and you have to stop and think through your words. But what that pause can do is say to your audience, I'm not sure what I'm talking about. I don't even know if I believe myself. Doubt, hesitation, unsurety. And the crazy thing is that a pattern like that I can get rid of in probably a week or less. So it's all these little things that many of you are not aware of. Most of you are. And most people, when they come to work with me, they come in with their laundry list. Well, I do this and I do that and I do that. And then they're always a little bit shocked when I come back with, yeah, and you know what else? You know what I hear? I hear XYZ. And I think that's what's getting in your way too. So we'll fix that. But I just wanted to, you know, I talk about voice barriers in a global sense. You might be this, it might be that, because everybody's different, because they're related to your psychology of the voice story, your experience. But this was a little more specific. Are you quiet? Are you loud? Are you fast? Are you slow? Do you pause too much? That could be wrecking your message. What we want is to get recalibrated, to be recalibrated back to a core five, and then play the shades. I talk about that a little bit in the pendulum, the episode I did on the swinging pendulum, which was a really popular episode. And I talk about it in the episodes where I talk about variety. It's about you getting rid of the barriers, getting the sound flowing out, getting rid of the barriers, and then learning to regulate, lay in to the muscle memory and regulate the five elements of variety that will touch my five senses and compel me to take action, to hire you, to buy from you, to follow you without any question in my mind, based on a sound that I hear, because I don't care how expensive your words were to buy, if they're not being brought to life in your voice, if they are being delivered with a sound that says not passionate enough, it doesn't matter how good those words are. I will hear no passion. That's what I will feel. Because the words can't make me feel. All right, so that's it for today. So glad you were with me. I just love hearing from you. If there's certain episodes that you might like to hear, you know, topics or questions, don't hesitate to reach out. I've got a few questions on deck. I'm going to be rolling episodes out with them, answering them, and I love it when I hear from you. You can reach me over there on the website at CaptivateTheRoom.com, or you can email me, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.